with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by BBS Radio, its staff or management, and represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you, after much research on each subject. Additionally, if you would like to learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I went from being a surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune diseases and cancer to teach people how to reverse these problems with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and do not need to see you in person. Everything is based on a history. So if you're interested in learning how I do consults, please call me at the number on my website and I will explain to you how this occurs. I ask you to consider the information I and my guests give you using your own God-given common sense and discern the truth for yourself. I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call and ask any questions you would like. The toll-free number is 877-270-8714. You can use only your first name if you'd like to do so, and all shows are archived. Every week I will answer the question, "What is ailing America?" with a different response, as well as share the good news as to how you can heal yourself on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction, that we've been lied to about just about everything, that there are cures available for every single disease you can imagine, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. On tonight's show, What's Ailing America?, the answer to the question is toxic mold, and I'm very excited to have as my guests Kurt and Leanne Billings, the authors of the book Mold, the War Within. And I'm just going to give a little bit of a background on this couple who wrote this book, which was published in the Billings Gazette. These two individuals were evacuated from the situation that occurred in Louisiana with Hurricane Katrina, and they and their two children suffered from illnesses caused by mold that flourished in the wake of this disaster, as well as by chemicals of all kinds that were released into the environment as a result of the hurricane damage. Their book is the story of their search for effective treatments of their ailments, supplemented by interviews with medical and academic experts from across the country. They started losing hair, gaining weight, suffering hives, heart palpitations, dizziness, short-term memory loss, all kinds of situations. They were having difficulty keeping food down, and eventually, as they report, tiny furry patches were growing on their fingernails and toenails. They were considered economic evacuees because they could no longer earn a living in Louisiana, and they suspected that they were being poisoned by toxic chemicals in the air and water as a result of the storm. When evacuees from New Orleans started flooding into different areas, including Lake Charles, raising the population from 50,000 to 250,000, as Leanne Billings has stated, the violence was beyond belief. She said there were gang fights, looting, and gunfire at all hours. They started on their search for healing, and as they stayed all over the country, doctors were prescribing steroids and antibiotics for what was being called Katrina cough. And let me just state this, that steroids actually shut down the immune system. Antibiotics are only for bacterial infections. Obviously, they were dealing with mold, and as you will learn about from my work, antibiotics don't even help you with bacterial infections. They create stealth organisms. That's another whole show. But basically, they found that the combination of what doctors were prescribing actually worsened their problems. And they said later, when they realized they were suffering from mold contamination, they were prescribed antifungals, which again only made them sicker. Because it's just like the case with antibiotics. When you prescribe antifungals for yeast and mold, you're actually creating more virulent organisms that are able to sustain and actually live off these prescription medications. And so obviously the white coat's way is not the way to go. They met a man by the name of Jim Pearson, the founder and owner of AmeriClean, a disaster restoration business, who is a recognized authority on mold, who helped them draw up the mold remediation, or helped draw up the mold remediation standard that is an industry Bible, and was the first to suggest to the Billingses that their problems might be caused by mold. And this is something I want to especially get into on this show. I'm very well aware of how to reverse mold problems in people and pets, but how to get rid of it in your living dwelling is another whole ballpark. And basically, Mr. Pearson had made a statement saying that the air down in New Orleans is worse right now than anything he's ever seen. So this is very important information for all of you listening to realize that not only was Hurricane Katrina a disaster in itself, and whether or not it was actually a natural disaster is another whole subject, as there were, you know, sounds heard of suggesting that certain levees maybe came down with explosives and things of that nature. But after these people were put into this hole and their entire living area was flooded, as was many others, then they had to deal with all these different health issues. And the mold situation is just the tip of the iceberg, but it's very important, the information that this couple has to share with us, because this is a situation that's happening all over the country. And it's very unusual for the white coats to even deal with it. They don't even admit that mold's a problem. They basically, you know, ignore this whole thing, just like they ignore everything else that's going on. They never ask you what your inoculation history is. They never ask you what foods that you're eating. They never ask if you're being sprayed with pesticides. They only ask you what your family history is when they're talking about your disease. So this is something that all of us have to be aware of. We have to check things out for ourselves. And I take my hat off to this couple who did their own research and published this amazing book. And I would like to now bring on Kurt and Leanne Billings. Thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you. I'm very, very honored. And just to, I spent a little bit on your website today and a lot yesterday, and it's just, it's amazing. You know, the one thing that started is neither one of us have a medical background, and I'm an audio-video engineer, and I've had allergies all my life, and I was on two or three different types of steroids, including steroid packs, and had mold in the house, get evacuated up to Billings, Montana, and this is the quick synopsis of how we got into this start of this book. I made the trip up to Montana. We figured we were far enough away that this would start to go away. I had sinusitis and bronchitis, and I only had, according to the medical profession up there, the emergency room doctor who saw me, I had 25% of my lungs left. And when they did the blood workups and everything, they noticed that my white count was not elevated. But yet they sent me home with an antibiotic, Avlox, and another steroid.
What antibiotic? Wait, what antibiotic?
Avlox.
Okay. Now, wait, we have to go back a little bit, and let me just interject things as we go. First of all, the fact that you have no medical background proves that you still have common sense, okay? Because as you're telling your story, it's self-evident that the white coats have no clue. Now, you're talking about having a history of allergies. Allergies are caused by inoculations. All of you that are listening can learn about how inoculations corrupt the immune system and cause allergies. But I'm just curious, how did they come up with the statement that you only had 25% of your lung capacity, and what did they attribute that to?
The bronchitis and sinusitis infection, they thought, after the storm. But they couldn't tell me why, and they couldn't, and they were trying to tell me that I had gotten some bug, viral, or whatever.
Right.
So they also gave me the quote unquote the Avlox because they use it against germ warfare is what the emergency room doctor was telling me.
Wait a minute, they use it against germ warfare?
Yeah.
So were they implying that germ warfare was involved in Hurricane Katrina?
Well, ignorance. I can say this in hindsight. You know, they were dealing with mold as being anthrax or anything else, and they just didn't know what to do. They didn't have a clue.
Okay, but I'm just pointing out the fact that they even mentioned that to you is very important because that's what shows you that the white coats knew something was amiss here. It was more than what the government was telling us, that there was a hurricane, the levees broke, and people were flooded. So that's very important. But, of course, antibiotics are only supposed to be prescribed when you have a bacterial infection. And if they don't know what you have, they shouldn't be prescribing anything. Because if you have a fungus or a virus, the antibiotics are only going to cause you to get a systemic yeast infection from the antibiotics. So that's the last thing they should be doing. And when you put steroids on top of that, they're actually shutting off your immune system. So I'm just saying that to point. Go ahead.
And then some. It just absolutely shut my immune system off, and that's exactly what it did. And about 3 weeks later, my thyroid started to dive, and I am naturally a little bit hyperthyroid. And my thyroid went to the point where my heart was starting to stop. And they couldn't figure it out. They were telling me it's chemical exposure, or it's this, it's that. And I was twice in the emergency room with them trying to start my heart.
Really?
And their answer
when
was
you,
more
wait
steroids.
A minute. Wait a minute. When you say they were trying to start your heart, to what extent did they have to go?
I was literally on the crash cart.
They had to give you CPR?
They were getting ready to, and then they gave me a shot of steroids. And that was it. Their answer was just, take more steroids. And my heart stabilized. Why?
Through the grace of God, your heart stabilized. I guarantee you it wasn't the steroids.
We know that, too.
Steroids are one of the most toxic poisons in the White Coats armamentarium. They shut down the immune system. It's actually a drug that's given to transplant patients to prevent rejection. So that shows you what the steroids do to the immune system. But I just like to highlight these things, Kurt, because it goes to show how the white coats have no clue. And when they have no clue, they just start doing things. You know, they don't know what they're doing. They just give you drugs, and they hope that you're going to walk out of there and not die on the table. And that's basically what they did to you.
Exactly. This went on for about 2 months, and then I went into an internal medicine specialist and got another exam and a thyroid check and everything, and his answer was to give me Luvox.
Tell the listeners what that toxic poison is.
Oh, it was an antidepressant, and I wouldn't take the antidepressant, and I told him that he needs depressants if he thinks, and I started arguing with him about mold because I had found the study from the Mayo Clinic saying that 96% of most sinusitises and bronchitis, chronic ones, come from mold or fungus.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling me mold can't hurt me. It's in my brain. It's got to be depression. It's got to be Katrina syndrome, and we need to treat you with antidepressants.
Katrina syndrome. Wow. Okay.
And I think a couple things to point out is in regard to the steroids and the antidepressants is that those are commonly being prescribed to other people as well. We've talked to many people, and the steroids, if you look at the literature that comes with the steroid prescriptions, it states that it should not be given to somebody who has a fungal infection, but yet they're prescribing the steroids for allergy management from fungal exposure.
Especially in kids down there, the Nasonex all of the nasal and steroid inhalers, nostril inhalers, I'm not sure the proper way to say that, are being given to kids. And all it is like throwing gasoline on a fire.
Exactly. And I want to underline, it's not just that it should not be given to people with fungal infections. It should not be given to people with any kind of infection. Bacterial, viral, fungal, it shuts off the immune system. It is
Absolutely.
A drug given to transplant patients to prevent rejection. In other words, it shuts down the immune system. But the fact, see, this is the first time I'm learning that they were giving antidepressants to Katrina victims. This is the same thing that's been going on with Gulf War syndrome. They're saying all these soldiers are mental cases and putting them on psychiatric drugs, the same thing with fibromyalgia victims. It's all in their head. You see, this is what the white coats do. When they don't have an answer for what's ailing you, they say it's all in your head. And they give you a psychiatric drug, and of course the ramifications of that, the side effects of psychiatric drugs, are legion. And this is further proof that they have no clue and that they're also just hurting you. And not only hurting you, but they're trying to make you think that it's all in your head, that you're not really sick. You're imagining the whole thing, correct?
Correct. And you've got to look at some of the side effects of the microtoxins and the molds down there, the toxigenic molds. And not all the molds we were exposed to were toxigenic, but they can take the mylar of your brain and just make it into mush. They make you very forgetful. We were to the point where you would go to cook a pot of tea and we'd forget to turn the burner on. And it was just, it was like the basic beginnings of Alzheimer's. It was a good way for me to describe it, being non-medical as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that in the interviews that my wife and I did, that we noticed that a lot of the doctors, when they don't know what they're doing with this, they're treating it as mental disease, or that's the only way they can treat it. And one of the quotes on our front cover of our book is by Dr. Callahan, and he talks about that the physicians often treat mold microtoxins as a mental problem and give them the whole round of psychotropics.
Because they don't know what else to do.
One problem that was really, one sad thing that was really disturbing is that a lot of these medical doctors didn't seem to care. When we started doing research and taking research into them, they literally threw us out of their office. They weren't interested in learning or reading about studies that had been peer-reviewed and published in medical and scientific journals that would back what we were saying.
Like mold could hurt the thyroid.
Right. Many of these doctors called us crazy and said mold cannot hurt you. And the people that went down to many other people were told that mold cannot hurt you. One example is Dr. Richard Lipsey, he's a toxicologist. He went down to the Ninth Ward after the hurricane somewhere in February.
He was hired by St. Bernard Parish to do the testing.
Same time as Mardi Gras. And he toured the city with Habitat for Humanity workers, and they told him that FEMA, who trained him, that mold cannot hurt them. So they were sent down there with no form of personal protection for their lungs, anything.
No masks, no respirators, no Tyvok suits, nothing.
Well, that's reminiscent of when the EPA told people at Ground Zero at 9/11, the 9/11 site, the World Trade Center, that there was no toxic danger there with the buildings coming down. And, of course, we know that the majority of the people that responded to that disaster are either dead or are dying from all kinds of environmentally induced illnesses. So apparently that's what our government does. That's their MO. They tell people there's no problem, and even the government employees that are sent in to respond are basically dying as a result of the lies that are being told to them. Because I want to just tell you that in medical school, we did take a whole course in antifungals and the problems that are caused by molds and fungi, and we were certainly taught that they are a problem. So I don't know how this happened, that they were, you know, twisted things around to tell people that, you know, doesn't matter what kind of mold's growing from, and obviously when you have a flood and you have all this water around, and the dwellings especially are being infested with this exposure, that's not going to be a problem. That's a huge lie, and it's obviously being done intentionally because they want people to believe that there's not a problem.
Absolutely. You know, it's part of it is the lawsuits that are coming along. We feature Melinda Ballard in our book. We have 12 interviews, and Melinda Ballard's one of the people who won a very big lawsuit on the premise of mold can hurt you, and it was also on the insurance company. My wife can fill that end of it in.
Yeah, it actually wasn't on a mold lawsuit, but it was.
It started out as a mold lawsuit.
It involves mold, and you'd have to pick up the book and read about it. She has several pages of her interview and goes into it, but.
You know,
okay,
it,
as long
the,
as you mention
the insurance
that,
company's trying to tone things down a little bit, it, you know.
Of course, because they don't want to pay. But as long as you mention that, I want to just mention the name of your excellent book again. It's Mold, the War Within. And please tell our listeners how they can get a copy of that book.
They can go on our website because we're not on anything else right now. We've just been out a week and a half, and it's moldsolutions.info. And you can order it right off the website through PayPal.
Okay.
Another thing I think that we need to point out is that I don't think that the government wants to point out to people that the chemicals and the mold that are down there can hurt people, because they
of
want workers
not.
And people to come down there to rebuild the infrastructure. The economic importance is there's more importance put on the economics than on people's health. And we've talked to people who were down there for a two-week period, you know, nurses going down to help who were assigned to certain shelters, and they came back with a mold infection. And the mold can also affect your brain, and it can affect you psychologically. So if you look in the papers nowadays, they're saying that huge numbers of people in New Orleans and the surrounding areas have PTSD. They're not addressing that the chemicals and the mold exposure can affect you psychologically. So that is how they're getting around giving people the antidepressants, because they're saying it's PTSD.
Yes. And that's the same thing they did at 9/11. That's the same thing they always do, because you see, the psychiatric drugs actually perform a chemical lobotomy, and if you agree to take those drugs, you're not able to think straight. And then
Absolutely.
You're basically going to go along with the program. And that's exactly what the government wants all of us to do, because as I said, and you don't have to comment on this if you don't want to, but there's a lot of questions as to how did that whole thing go down in the first place. Because my sources have told me that there have been many people that have actually stated that there were explosions that were heard before the levees fell. And yes, there was a hurricane, but there's a machine in Alaska called the High Resonance Research Project, HARP it's called, which is able to create hurricanes and tsunamis and earthquakes and things of that nature. So there's a lot of questions as to how did this thing happen in the first place, and were the levees brought down on purpose in order to cause this flood? Because obviously, just like is happening now in Iraq, there's lots of people that make big money from rebuilding what's destroyed. And if it's destroyed on purpose, it doesn't matter, because they always cover that up. And like you said, they send these poor innocents down there, telling them that everything is safe, just go down there and provide a service to your country and help to rebuild and take care of the people or whatever, and lie to them through their teeth as to the medical and health exposures that are awaiting them. And then when they come down with a problem, they diagnose it as a psychiatric illness, because that's how they get people to be distracted from the point that it's actually a health issue, be it a mold, a bacteria, a virus, or whatever. They want people to believe that these people are all crazy. That's what they want people to believe.
And then that's kind of, there's two things we're seeing, and to give you a quote that was given to me off the record by FEMA supervisor way up the chain, she said there are thousands and thousands, and I'm way understating this number, there are thousands of people sick from mold and toxic exposure that are not getting treated down there.
And people also that were evacuated all across the country.
And the death toll is going up very quickly from this. We were in Washington, D.C. last week and talked with Senator Vitter from Louisiana, and he admitted that they are now only going into Tulane, and two of the universities are now trying to figure out what's killing all the people from Katrina, and the two university hospitals down in New Orleans are just starting to do the research 2 years later. I mean,
right.
And they knew this. There's been other hurricanes. They've seen mold. They've seen water damage. These people aren't stupid, and that's as far as I'm going. But there's something smelly here. I mean, you look at the crime rate, and you look at the things down in New Orleans that are happening, and we look at each other, and we go, this is people out of their minds on toxins. This isn't because it was the murder capital of the world. This is an epidemic of mold. You look at the schools. The kids are being made to go to school while they're remediating in the building, and you can see the clouds of dust from the pictures, and these kids are in the building. And kids are in high risk. I mean, it's just, it gives you a righteous anger to see what they're doing to the kids and the children, the elderly and the pregnant women. And there's still no major warnings out on this.
Because they can't admit what they've done. And I want to also state that it's not just the mold, because these children have all been inoculated with disease. And so that's the main thing that's corrupted their immune system, as I explain in the documents on my website. And then when you're exposed to all these other things, that just adds fuel to the fire. And then, of course, the schools are being sprayed with pesticides, and that's another toxic exposure, as Steve Tweeden explained on this show a few weeks ago. And so it's the big picture. It's all of these things. But the main problem we have is we have a government, a bunch of criminals in the District of Criminals that are covering these things up, and it's very interesting that you say that this FEMA official, this high-level official, told you off the record, it's always off the record, that this was a big problem. And then you go to your representative from Louisiana, and I'm sure he had his tail between his legs, and he admitted to you, yes, this is a problem. And, you know, 2 years down the road, when people are, the body bags have mounted up to the sky, yes, we're trying to check this out. It's like they always do. You know there's a problem. They pretend that they're trying to address it. And in actuality, they want the people dead, because if the people are dead, they know that they can't file lawsuits. And so they're just waiting as long as they possibly can to bring this into the light, because then there's not going to be many people left to cause, you know, devastation to the insurance industry, which also knows what's going on.
Or they're afraid of losing their job.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, they're selling their soul for cash. So let them keep doing what they're doing, because this is rampant in all areas. And every week on this show, I talk about all these different things. They all know exactly what's going on. They're afraid of losing their job. They are selling their soul for cash. That's what it boils down to. And whatever you want to think about, whatever your spirituality is, but they are going to pay for that down the line. There is no dollar amount that they're going to be able to, you know, bring forth to save them from what they've done, the destruction and the suffering that they're causing by their lack of action. It doesn't matter if you're lying or if you're doing nothing. Silence is consent. And they're going along with this program, and they're causing all this devastation. And I'm sure that this representative from Louisiana, he's probably not making many trips back to the old frontier, is he?
I have no idea. He gave us a lot of time, but he did look like he had his tail between his legs. We did get to meet with a lot of people who are looking at trying to write a bill for FEMA, trying to change FEMA, and I don't know if that's going to come to pass or not. I would like to see that come to pass, where FEMA will pick up the medical end for people.
Right.
you know, the other thing was that when we were doing all of this, we were completely at the mercy of the government. And every inch of the way, we had to prove mold could hurt you. And mold, you know, and it's crazy. That's where a lot of the research in the book came. While I was sick in bed for over 7 months with this. I couldn't get out of bed. I was throwing up. I was curled up in a ball. I was really, really bad. And my wife started calling experts all over the country because we had to prove to FEMA, even though they kind of wouldn't even accept their own documents on the CDC, that mold would hurt you. So we had to keep proving mold could hurt you so we could get the medical attention to help us.
And of course, they're hoping that you being rolled up in a ball in your bed for 7 months is going to prevent you from doing that research. I mean, how many people could have the fortitude to do what you and Leanne did? It's unbelievable. Go ahead.
They just want you to go away. They want it.
I know.
Hoop after hoop for you to jump through. And most of the people that we talked to that were evacuated up where we were said they gave up. They just said forget it and gave up.
You got more of an incentive from FEMA to go back to Louisiana than to stay where you were. We were offered a whole bunch more money and a whole bunch more medical if we would just go back to New Orleans.
And the other thing that was really interesting, which we had to stop and look at each other when this happened, the day it happened, is we had headsets that were hooked up to our phone because when I was interviewing doctors, with their permission, I was taping them, you know, because there's no way to capture everything in longhand. And so I think it was Kurt that called FEMA one day, or I called FEMA, and the headsets were still hooked into the phone. FEMA immediately knew that something was different with our phone, and they said, are you taping us? Are you recording us? And we didn't have our recorder on, but we had the headsets tied to our recorder. And so
what did you say?
They have equipment that tells them that a recorder is hooked up.
Well, you see, this is what people have to realize, because I always laugh. As you call, whoever you call, you know, the telephone company, the dish satellite system for your TV, whoever you may call, they always have this little statement that they say your call may be recorded for teaching purposes or whatever the case may be. And I have a tape recorder on my phone also, and I always record. I don't usually bother with them, but I always record all government minions that I deal with. And it's very funny how they have no problem with recording you. But if you record them, they have a problem. Now, why do they have a problem with that? Because I know what you're saying. You're recording them for informational purposes to document what they say because you can't possibly remember all of it, not to mention the fact that when they tell you these things off the record, and if you ever quote anything they say and mention any names, they're going to disavow any knowledge of that conversation. So you have to do that to protect yourself. And, yes, the government has ways of monitoring us. They monitor all of our emails, all of our phone conversations, everything that we do in modern-day life. This is our Unpatriot Act and our Homeland Security, et cetera, et cetera. This is what they do. But that's very interesting that you should mention that. Why should they have a problem with you monitoring what they say if you're asking them what's going on?
It was amazing. It was amazing to deal with the bureaucracy, to deal with all of this, let alone the medical field.
Yeah.
It was just, I just, can't, you would throw peer-reviewed study after peer-reviewed study, and the doctors would look at you and say, well, so?
We were, through our efforts and due diligence, able to get some FEMA coverage for some of the naturopathic, herbal medicines, vitamins and whatnot that we use as part of our healing regime. And that was primarily because our doctor that walked through the remainder, the first 2.5 months, we saw specialist after specialist after specialist. Then we finally settled with a naturopath who also wasn't able to help us, however, when she found out that what was in her arsenal of healing aids didn't work, she was willing to work with us on the research that we were uncovering. And so in the state of Montana, naturopaths are licensed to practice medicine. That's not the case in every state. And that's one of the things that we're hoping is going to be put before in a bill to see if that can be broadened for all states. to cover, you know, naturopaths as medical doctors?
Well, I just have to interrupt you to state that in Florida, the state that I recently left, the practice of naturopathy is a felony. Okay, so I know that you're hoping that that's going to happen, but in the world that we live in, I don't know if you're aware of Codex Alimentarius. They're trying to make homeopathy and vitamin supplements and such things a prescription item that only medical doctors can prescribe, and of course any medical doctor that does so will be removed from their license. So that's what's going on. So your hopes for legislation, I hate to pop your balloon, but you have to understand that the pharmaceutical cartels are in control of the whole medical mafia. They are the ones that are creating the medical education that's only dealing with pharmaceutical drugs. And when it comes to things like this, of course, the insurance industry, it's a whole conspiracy, all of these different agencies involved. The insurance companies don't want to pay for this, just like they didn't want to pay for the damage done to the people that responded to 9/11. So they cover it up as long as they can, and then when they finally let it out, whatever few people are barely left surviving, you know, maybe they'll pay them a little bit of money. But, you know, in the meantime, just like you said, they're trying to label everybody as having a mental illness. And this is what people have to realize. Our government is not protecting us. They are covering up for the wrongdoing. They are creating the problem in the first place in many different situations. And that's why it's so important for individuals to take these projects on themselves. And that's why I'm so, you know, amazed by the two of you being able to do this when you were so sick, and especially that you had two young children that were also sick, but you did not give up. And you are inspiration to all the listeners to realize that you cannot just take no for an answer. When you go to the doctor and they tell you that you have a mental illness, you have to, you know, basically just realize that they're the ones that has a mental illness of ignorance or whatever, and do what you have to do. Because I will tell you, and I'm shocked that you're saying that your naturopathic doctor didn't have any solutions for you. There's many homeopathic remedies that can reverse toxic molds and things of that nature. Now, the one thing I don't know how to deal with is once you have a mold infestation of your home. That's another whole ball game. And I know it depends on the mold. The black mold that's very toxic, I know there's many individuals that are actually having to tear down their living structures in order to get rid of that. But I know that there are some molds that you can get rid of with different techniques, and I think that's what Mr. Pearson had shared with you, correct?
Well, a little. We stayed mostly to the health end.
Yeah, I wanted to jump on what you said for a minute about our naturopath. In the book, we did include what she treated us with and why, when we researched it out, why we felt it did not work. And we put it in there because it was a first. It would be a common first choice, an illogical first choice for any naturopathic doctor to treat their patient with. So we wanted to include that information for other people. And we also, I do want to point out, people think, well, you had a naturopath that was helping you and you had it easy. Our naturopath, when her products did not work and Kurt became even worse and the rest of us also became worse, we weren't just quite as bad as Kurt, she said to me one day that this was maybe just how it was going to be. And I looked at her and I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, this may just be, you know, you're just going to have to adjust your life.
And you're going to have to die. Okay, wait a minute.
You're
going to have to
adjust your life.
Okay,
at that
first
point,
of all,
I realized we were on our own.
Yes. And that's what gave you the impetus to do what you're doing. But first, let me say this. There is no one magic bullet. There are homeopathic no-sodes. Now, most homeopaths don't know anything about no-sodes. They use classical remedies. Classical remedies do nothing for anything. They're a constitutional remedy. They will boost your constitution on one level based on your history. But no-sodes are what you need to do in order to detox. And homeopaths don't know anything about no-sodes. That's first of all. Second of all, as I always explain to people when I do consults, there is no one magic bullet. There is no one product that's going to heal you. You have to uncorrupt the immune system, which the corruption is caused by inoculations. So you have to detox the inoculations as well. You have to detox pesticides. You have to detox heavy metals. You have to detox everything you possibly can in order to get you to the point where your immune system is healthy enough to deal with what's happening. Because in you two and in your children, the molds were the straw that broke the camel's back. If your immune systems had been healthy, you would have been able to deal with it. But you had been exposed to all these other things just like everybody has, and that's the reason your immune system couldn't handle it. So
absolutely,
you have to deal with the big picture.
Absolutely. One of the things that we started with was changing our diet, and we started going into juicing of carrots and ginger and garlic, and that started us along lines of, and our natural path was not into juicing, was not in...
Really?
A lot
it
of
wasn't into juicing?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, first of all, I have to say, because you didn't say, and I just want to highlight for the listeners, I'm sure you're talking about juicing organic substances,
yes.
Correct?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay,
well,
that's
actually,
very important.
We didn't always have the financial resources to buy organic.
But when you can, you should.
Right. And
yes.
So we progressed even in spite of some financial limitations that didn't allow us to always be eating organic. But we had to eat organic. We switched to buffalo meat. We couldn't eat any store-bought meat. Chicken was real problematic until we switched to organic. We had to switch to organic milk. Sometimes we had organic carrots, but a lot of the times we just got our carrots from Costco in huge bulk amounts. We didn't seem to have as much trouble with those, you know, as we did some of the other non-organic products. But we were juicing three times a day this carrot, garlic, and ginger concoction, and it really did help. It probably restored about 50% of our health, and then we were able to do some more research and find something that would combat the mold itself.
But a lot of the changes were diet and herbs and vitamins, and that's what got us along the way is organics, and we got into some supplements, and we got into Noni, which detoxifies blowfish toxins and other things, and it has been used in the islands for a long time to kill mold toxin. But
we should state, and this you can jump in and give your opinion on this, we tried a different type of Noni, and it's a juice from fruit, and you have to be really careful because some of the manufacturers add lots of sugar, lots of other types of juice, guava.
Synthetic preservatives.
And what we found, the one that worked, was one that was non-pasteurized, that was from a drip extraction aged process.
And 100% organic.
Yeah.
And so people have to be really careful on what they select as their medicinal food supplements.
And not only that, but I just also have to state, you see, the pharmaceutical cartels are not stupid. And they realize that consumers are spending billions of dollars on natural supplements. And so they're getting into that, you know, mix. And they're basically buying out different supplement companies. And they're doing their evil deeds, you know, just like you said, pasteurization. What is pasteurization? It's basically raising things to a temperature where you're destroying every synthetic or every biologic protein that's in the substance by boiling it to very high temperatures. Same with homogenization. All of these things are very bad. And so you have to find substances that are as pure as possible. And that's very important. And you have to check out your sources, because if the company that's supplying the remedy or the supplement has been bought out by a pharmaceutical company, chances are they're radiating it, they're doing whatever they're doing, because their goal is to prove that this stuff doesn't work. And so they want to make sure that if people are spending all this money, because none of this is covered by insurance, that it doesn't work, and that's what's going to make people throw up their hands and say, I guess I need a prescription. And so
That's kind of the bottom line. We did try a lot of vitamin lines that were in the store, but we're finding that most of the big vitamin lines are getting bought out.
They were worthless.
And a lot of the things that we found, the nutraceutical line that our naturopath was using basically was nutraceutical. It was worthless. And this is a thing that I'm doing a lot of research on right now, but you're absolutely right. They're just taking the vitamin value completely out of vitamins. You have to be very, very careful.
What we did in the book is we put the name of the products and where to get it, what works for us, but we also listed why those products work and the the principles behind the product. So if people didn't want to buy that particular product and brand, they could look to another brand that yet looks for certain qualities in the product, you know, because there is not just one magic bullet, as you say. There's got to be many, many good or some good vitamin lines out there, not just the one we use. But we put in the information that we were able to research out as to why the products we use were helpful, and it kept coming back to the quality of the manufacturers on all the products.
Yeah.
And, you know, their organic sourcing and things like that. But before we run out of time, I want to go back to one of the questions you were talking about mold actually being in the house.
Yes.
I don't know if you're aware, but 1 year after Hurricane Katrina, the houses down in the New Orleans area that had been stripped down to the studs, treated with mildewcide, and then rebuilt with new insulation, new sheetrock, new carpeting, and all that, at the one-year mark, those houses had mold growing through the sheetrock again.
And the answer is, tear it down.
Well, yeah. Even though they stripped them and tried to remove it, there was the hyphae that got into the studs, and it you know, acts as a root, and then it regrows. And so there a lot of the remediators come in and say, we're going to get rid of the mold by use of chemicals. And that, of course, exposed the people to more chemicals, and it isn't going to work anyway. The main thing about mold is to cut it out. And it's tricky because it's difficult to know when you have it all cut out.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I would never live in a house that had been infested with mold. I would prefer to tear it down because, just like you said, and it's true with the same thing with antibiotics. When you treat mold with antifungals, what you're doing is basically creating a super antifungal situation where the molds actually thrive on these chemicals that are given. Yes, it's going to kill some of the mold off, but the mold that's left is going to be, you know, super mold, and it's going to be able to survive everything. And not to mention, of course, the fact that, you know, this is a very hot area, it's very humid, and that's the impetus for mold to grow in the first place. And so if you have a mold in a dwelling that's been treated with these chemicals and it's been created into a super fungus situation, it's going to be able to grow and grow and grow. And I'm laughing as I'm thinking about this, as they're spending all these millions and possibly billions of dollars to do what you're stating they're doing, and what's happening when the people are now coming and finding that the mold is still there. Are they going to admit to it, or are they going to tell the people that that's all in their head, that's not mold on your wall, that's some kind of new paint that we've used?
And you don't know what they're going to do. They're not doing a lot. There's a lot of people down there that are still very, very depressed. And it's, you know, we talk with people from time to time in the area and in Mississippi, and they're just depressed because nobody's doing anything, and this is not getting into the media. And it is just flat out amazing. I want to touch on something that we were going through one of the interviews we did, and Dr. Strauss, you're going to have to correct me, honey, if I'm wrong on this one, but Dr. Strauss talked about that when you get into the antifungals really don't know the difference between the fungal cell and the human cell, and they kill just as many human cells as they do fungal cells. And that was one of the problems that I had when they put me on the antifungals, is it started to kill more of my cells than it did the mold.
Well, Dr. Strauss, it's David Strauss, he's a professor of microbiology and immunology at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, and he had a PhD. When we got so sick from the antifungals, we had gone to the pharmacist and asked on the sheet, you know, the patient printout product information sheet, and the pharmacist that we went to couldn't explain a certain portion on the printout, and neither could our doctors, and so we were very frustrated. And we took the antifungals anyway, hoping and, you know, basically desperate for anything to work. And many months later, when we eventually talked to Dr. Strauss, he explained what that information was that all these doctors and pharmacists claimed they didn't know what it meant. It essentially says that the ergosols in the human body are so similar to mold, the fungal cells, that when the antifungals come into the body, it kills both.
Well, so, I want to just underline what you're saying and put it in a bold font, because how dare they say that they don't really know what it means? How dare these people prescribe and then, you know, give out, as the pharmacists do, these drugs if they don't know how to answer these questions? How dare they? This is a criminal act. It's unbelievable, but this happens every day. And that's just an excuse. If they don't know, they have no business prescribing this crap.
And the question is, do they really not know, or do they just not want to answer our question?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hope that people find the book very informative. Some of the other things that we put in the book was testing from New Orleans. There was an organization called the National Resource Defense Council, and they went down and did some testing, and we walked through what testing means. So it'll help people a lot, not just on the health aspect, but also on understanding what mold testing means, how do you measure mold, and so they can work with a remediator and understand the lingo, so to say, if they have mold in their own house. And hopefully we've educated people enough that they're not going to get ripped off by a remediator who comes in and tells them to do something that's going to end up allowing the mold to grow, or putting a bunch of chemicals in the house that's going to make people more sick.
Well, not only that, but you suggest different people that they can go to, people of integrity, correct?
We've got organizations in there, so you can go, and we've explained what the different titles mean so they know what to look for. The thing that really shocked me is an industrial hygienist, anybody can be an industrial hygienist. Anybody can belong to the organizations that group together the industrial hygienists. You have to ask specifically for a referral of a certified mechanical hygienist, or certified industrial hygienist, excuse me, if you want one that is really qualified, and many towns aren't large enough to have one. So, you know, many people are at the mercy to work with what a small town may have, which is why we included an interview of a certified mechanical hygienist, too. That's kind of another specialist in that area. But
they're the ones that pull the mold out.
Right, the people that go in. One of the things that is happening is that the people who are doing the testing then remove the mold, and then they come in and do their own clearance testing. And so they say, oh, we got it all, everything's fine. And really what you need to do is have one company come in and test for the mold and line out what needs to be done, another company come in and do the mold removal, and then a clearance company come in and do clearance testing at the end to say, yes, you got it all, and hopefully get companies that aren't interconnected in, you know, in each other's pocketbooks, so to say,
right,
so you get an
hopefully
accurate assessment.
But like Kurt said, in most situations, it's not possible to remove the mold. You have to take the structure down.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct?
Yes. That is a thing that we are hearing from the PhDs that went down there that said a lot of St. Bernard Parish should have just been leveled and burnt. You know, it was so bad. To quote Richard Lipsey again, who was one of the doctor who was down there for testing, during the first Mardi Gras after Hurricane Katrina, he said that they should have been wearing Tyvek suits and have respirators on, because there was so much mold in the air during the first Mardi Gras. And there's still that much mold.
And that's when he was down there doing his mold testing at St. Bernard Parish, and he got bronchitis. He got sick. The other doctor that went with him also got sick. So they invited people down for Mardi Gras, and it really wasn't a safe environment.
Yeah, they still have the mold. Go ahead.
And from the information you've sent me, isn't it true that it's, you can almost see it in the air, that it's so rampant that it's actually like a mist that's in the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it depends on what it is. There's a lot of construction going on, so you've got a lot of debris being stirred up and in the air, which then also stirs up more mold. And mold, it's not just the mold spores, but the mold spores also can release the mycotoxins, and the mold spores and the mold colonies also shed small, fine particulates. And those small fine particulates get inhaled even further into the lungs and can create, you know, more problematic health effects.
And part of the problem is that when they did the demolition of a lot of these houses, they just took the moldy stuff and piled it in the street and left it. And a lot of these piles are still here today,
mm-hmm.
2 years later, and it's just getting worse, and it's blowing in the air, and the microtoxins are going everywhere. There are still piles of mold all over.
I'm just curious. Did you give a copy of your book to these medical minions and the naturopaths that basically told you that, you know, there's nothing they can do?
We haven't been out that long, but that is coming.
Good.
Yeah, we've gotten our first shipment of books, and we're sending those out to media as requests come in, and then we'll have another general shipment coming in. So we're hoping to get into the media in a large way, but we also don't know how we'll be received because we don't know how strongly this topic is being blacked out in the general media.
Well, I'm here to tell you. You're going to have to go through sources such as BBS Radio, and I was referred to you by Dr. Roby Mitchell, who also has his own show. You're going to have to go through alternative media. There is
right.
no way that the mainstream media is going to pick this up. It's not going to happen. But don't let that discourage you, because people are hungry for this information, and they are going to other sources, and that's how the word is going to get out. So don't ever give up. But I would love to have you back on again after you give a copy of your book to all the individuals who told you to get psychiatric drugs and even the naturopath who told you you're just going to have to learn to live with that. I mean, that makes me sick to my stomach. These people have to be educated as well. And if they do nothing after being educated, then that's just further karma for themselves to realize, because they cannot continue to, you know, put their heads in the sand like ostriches. It's time for them to wake up and smell the coffee and realize that they have been lied to about everything. And if they're not going to help people, how dare they hold themselves out as healers? They should just basically, you know, take down their shingles and go into some other line of business. People need the ones that are really going to help them.
So much of it's about money, and that is look for the people who are interested in helping. Because some of the naturopathic clinics have their own line of vitamins, and they're
mm-hmm.
going to prescribe those products, whether they work or not, even
right.
after you've come in and shown that those products are not effective for, say, for example, a fungal infection. They're going to treat the next person and the next person and the next person that comes in with the same ineffective product. We ran into that with the naturopathic clinic. We had people calling us later that questioned us and said, you were treated with this, it wasn't effective, it's not effective for me either. Why did they give it to me? You know, and the answer is it's about money.
It's a bottom line issue.
Right.
And that's the reason that I do not sell any supplements. I tell people what I would do if I was they, but I don't have my own line of supplements. I'm constantly looking for new and better things that are going to help people heal, and I will never sell supplements because that conflict of interest always exists. And that's what people have to also realize. And all different areas are being corrupted. I'm hearing more and more things about the naturopath and how they're afraid to talk about inoculations being a bad thing. You know, it's truly amazing how all of these individuals are selling out in one way or the other, and the people that are going to them have to realize that. And I do, you know, like I said, take my hat off to you for asking the hard questions, because they're not used to that. You know, if you start asking hard questions, then you're labeled as a wacko and you need a psychiatric drug. And people have to use their own common sense and evaluate these things. Because if you're going to all these people, whether they're giving you pharmaceutical prescriptions or their vitamin supplements that they're carrying in their own clinics and you're not getting better, then obviously there is a problem. And you have to do something else once there's a problem.
Absolutely.
Well, we really, really thank you. It's been fun to talk to somebody like-minded.
Well, all I can tell you, Kurt and Leanne, I want you to know there are thousands of us, and we are getting together, and we are going to take care of business. My goal is to put the medical mafia out of business and to stop this Holocaust-caused inoculations, because that is what's corrupting the immune system. But it's only one of many things, as is explained in my big picture, the diagram on my website that talks about all the different things that are assaulting our immune system. And once people become aware of what's happening and they take their power back and they check things out for themselves, and that's why you are a sterling example of doing just that. You did not listen to what you were told. You realized you were being lied to. You kept on going. And that is the reason that you've been able to heal yourselves and your family. And I take my hat off to you. And I recommend all the listeners to get your book, Mold. What is it again?
Mold the War Within. MoldSolutions.info.
MoldSolutions.info. The book is Mold the War Within. All of you should get that book. And we're out of time now, but I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And if you do get any, you know, feedback from all the minions that told you you had a psychiatric problem, I would love to have you on the show again to let our listeners know how that went down, because these people need to be outed as the problem. They are the problem.
Absolutely. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, and thank you, and God bless you for what you've done, and for all of the people that have been devastated by Hurricane Katrina. I wish them well, and I hope that they have the fortitude to do what you have done. Have a good night, and stay tuned next week. On next week's show, we're actually going to have a guest, Mr. Glenn Vickers, a lawyer who has been ostracized for doing the right thing. Legal abuse is a big problem in this country, but next week we're going to have a lawyer come on the show and tell us what was done to him for doing the right thing. The people are coming together to take care of business. Namaste, and have a good night.
Hi, everybody. This is Senior Seaver, and you're listening to Dr. Bell. Well, I forgot to say who I am.